Welcome to Lions Radio Network, where the show takes you on a roaring adventure with entertaining and stimulating topics focusing on entertainment, sports, business, world news, along with many other topics. Whatever your interests are, you will find them right here on Lions Radio Network.
The new show that's the talk of the town. You're tuned in with host Donna Lyons for the latest in entertainment plus the most engaging discussions, top actors, musicians, and producers from Hollywood to Broadway. It's all entertainment. Delivering the buzz and the scoop in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to It's All Entertainment. I'm your host, Donna Lyons, coming to you live from Washington, D.C., right here on the Lyons Radio Network. And today, you know, I love the younger artists that are up and coming, and we've got, she is fantastic. She's only 18 years old. Her name is Emily Pischer, and she is a singer-songwriter, national recording, and performing artist. She, growing up in a small town in Michigan, has not only influenced the lyrics in her songs, but also her journey coming into mainstream music. And she's going from writing songs from her bedroom floor and creating incredible music at Ken Royster's Direct Image Studio in Nashville. And it has turned her sparks of inspiration into a flame that'll never burn out. And I'm telling you, her music is absolutely fantastic. And I want to welcome her to the show. Welcome, Emily.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
You know, I really want to, let's start a little bit about your background and how you got into music, you know, where you grew up, and tell us a little bit about your family background and what prompted you to get to, I mean, was this something as a child that you always knew you wanted to do, or did you start learning music and then got the desire to do it? Tell us about your journey.
Yeah, so I grew up in a super small town in Michigan called Ortonville, and, you know, it's a beautiful town with great people, but there was never a ton to do. And when I was 7 years old, my mom got me guitar lessons, and, you know, ever since that first lesson with, you know, my insanely talented teacher, I knew I was going to be living in Nashville one day, writing songs, and it's just been something I've always knew that's going to happen for me, and it's so crazy to see some of the stuff I've always dreamed start to come true.
Yeah, and it really is. I mean, I've listened to your music, and I think it's just, for someone your age, it's truly inspiring and incredible that you can produce something like this, and your writing is phenomenal. Did you knew you were able to write the lyrics as well as, you know, create the music as well? I mean, or is that something that you learned along the way? Or is it something that just you sat down one day and wrote something and went, wow, this is good. I'm good at this.
Well, I actually wrote my first song when I was like 8 or 9 years old about my sister's ex-boyfriend. And I'm happy to tell you my writing has greatly improved since then, but it's just always been a thing where I've been good at, you know, taking emotions that I'm feeling or things that I see around me and be able to put them into words to kind of help myself realize what's going on and process what's happening, and other people too. And it's just been something I've loved doing, and I'm so thankful that I have that gift, you know.
Yeah. And so did you pick up and move one day to Nashville and said, okay, now it's time?
Yeah, so I was actually still living in Michigan at the start of this year, but I recorded some songs in January and March down here, and I just knew that this was where I had to live. So I picked up and I got an apartment down here, and I'm loving every second of every day.
Yeah, Nashville is such a cool city. It's so much fun. I've got lots of friends there, so it's cool. And I know that you'll be very successful. I want to talk about some of your songs, and let's talk about Different Bar. Let's start with that one, because I want to play some music for the listeners. Let's start with that song. So tell us a little bit about Different Bar, what it's about.
Yeah, so I actually came up with like the beginning of the chorus, you know, now I'm in the same city, a different bar. And I was kind of toying around with that idea for a really, really long time because, you know, I'm just 18. I can't really relate to having to find a different bar. But I did, you know, work at a couple of different bars up in Michigan for a long time. And, you know, the stories that you hear from people and you get to know the people who are sitting in the bar stools, it really, you know, inspires you to want to help tell their story because, you know, sometimes just what you see and what you feel comes out through other people into your writing. And so I was just toying around with my piano and I was coming up with a ton of different things. And I was taking my more immature experiences, I should say, and putting them into more of a mature setting. And I showed it to my mom and she was like, oh my gosh, Emily, let's do this. Like, let's record this one. And it's always kind of had a special spot in my heart because that was the first song I recorded down here.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that song just, it's nostalgic. You know, I just love it.
It is. It's honestly, out of all the songs that you have, they're all good, but that's probably one of my favorites. I just thought it's so good. So let's play it for everyone. This is called A Different Bar, and I think you guys are going to like it. Don't go anywhere. We still have lots to talk about.
My days won't pass by, your name echoes in my mind, and I'm wondering if you know. Now I'm in the same city, a different bar, without our initials engraved with the heart. I swore we were meant to be. Now you just
to be big. So where are you going with your music right now? What's happening with your music. I know we can listen to you on iTunes and all those platforms. Are you going to start doing tours? Do you play at different places in Nashville? What's going on?
Yeah, so since I've gotten down here, I've played in Mount Eagle, but I've really been spending my time concentrating on my craft and, you know, writing the best lyrics that I can and rewriting and, you know, going back into older songs and really diving deep because, you know, it's a magical city that I'm in, but I want to make sure that my voice is being heard the way I want it to and, you know, interpreted the way I want it to. And, you know, I love playing writer's rounds down here because I can see the other musicians that are around me and they're so talented and, you know, doing the same craft that I am, but we're all so, you know, unique and different. And it's really special, but yeah, I've just been really spending my time, you know, just writing and doing little writer's rounds here and there, and it's just been a joyous experience doing that in and of itself.
Now, if someone's going to be in Nashville and they want to hear you, do you post on your Facebook page or Instagram, Twitter, any of those, you know, where you might be, where somebody can go listen to you if you are going to be happen to play somewhere?
Yeah. On my Facebook page, I am super, super active. You know, it's just Emily Peischer. And on my website, I also post shows that I have. It's just emilypeischer.com.
Okay, perfect. And then tell us about the song My Turn, another one I love. And we are going to play this too for everybody. We'll close out the show with this one, but I'd love for you to tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so My Turn was a super, super, super fun song for me to write. You know, being a young woman, I am constantly being told or, you know, kind of given the feeling that, like something didn't work out with somebody. Oh, it's probably your fault. Or, you know, just be quiet about your feelings. Like nobody wants to hear that, and never be the loudest person in the room. And writing My Turn after, you know, I didn't have the best experience with another person.
Right.
I picked up my guitar and I let, you know, all of my feelings out. There was no holding back. I said exactly what I wanted to say. And, you know, I had to cut some things out of it. But, you know, I got done writing it and I think I was 17 at the time when I wrote it. I just turned 17, but I thought, you know, there is so many of my friends that could relate to this song, and there's probably so many women out here who, you know, would love to just turn on this song and just get their power back and kind of, you know, take a step back and realize, you know what, I'm the good one. Like, I'm great. I'm awesome. Like, it's their fault. And, you know, just get their voices back and get their power back and realize how great we all are as women in a community.
I love it because right now that's so true today as far as women go. You know, they're just starting to come out and speak for themselves and becoming more powerful. And I'm thrilled that you're staying true to who you are and your uniqueness, and that you're such a strong young woman on a path that you're probably paving the way for so many other young girls that are watching and looking up to you. And on top of it, everyone, she is gorgeous. You are such a beautiful woman. So I just can see this exploding really soon. And I hope that everybody takes the time to go listen to your music. And I wish you the best of luck on your journey. And I would love to have you come back maybe in another 6 months when things are changing and maybe you have more music out there. But I'd love to chat again. You have been such a pleasure. And I wish you all the best of luck on your journey.
Thank you so much. That means the world for you to say that.
And what we're going to do is we are going to say goodbye to Emily, and we are going to play My Turn, and I hope you all enjoy it. Emily, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Everyone, this is My Turn. Love that song. I hope you guys did too. And I want to thank you for tuning in. This young artist is absolutely amazing. Please go check her out. Go to her Facebook page. It's Emily Pyscher. And I'm going to spell her last name for you. P-Y-S-C-H-E-R. And friend her and go on and like her page. And you can find out all the information about all her upcoming stuff and her music. And it's just been a pleasure to have her on. You guys have a great rest of your day. And thanks for tuning in.